Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the encouraging word this morning that, you know, evil is around and it's close, but your goodness, your eternal love is even closer, and all evil is going to be dealt with and taken away. But thank you, your everlasting love is permanent, permanent. We've got eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are reading Psalm 119 from verse 145 to 151 from the ESV translation. With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watcher of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law, but you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's just so beautiful to know, you know, that we are partaking of a love, of a covenant that is eternal. And even with this evil that's around and so prevalent, it's a just opportunity to grow more in the love, because the love supersedes, just like light supersedes darkness. Light overcomes darkness, and God has promised that He commands light to shine into our hearts in the midst of darkness. So that's the encouragement this morning. You know, we've got something that is steadfast, that is beautiful, that is perfect love, that cast away all fear. And that is how we need to look at things. We need to look at this evil as mole heaps, not mountains. But always remember, we got mountains of love, mountains of goodness, mountains of power that backs this love up in that, because the devil and his angels are so, you can't compare them to the God, the God of the angel armies. We've got a God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and we got 2/3 of the angels that hasn't fallen. So we've got the majority, guys. So keep that in mind, and just in every opportunity, look to the Lord, call on the Lord, and take the way of escape, and so you grow stronger in the midst of this deception that is around and so prevalent. All right, be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Perfect light that casts out all fear. Amen.
Amen.